We're still waiting for election results in several key states as control of the U.S. House and Senate remain up in the air. In two key states that will decide Senate control, Georgia and Arizona, strict new voting laws were in effect on Election Day. They are among 19 states that tightened rules since 2020 on, say, mail-in ballots, early voting, access to drop boxes. So here to talk about this is Richard Brafault. He's law professor at Columbia University and focuses on state and local government. Richard, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So first off, given suspicion in some quarters on voting fraud and given these new rules in much of the country, was this year's election run well, as best we can tell, uneventful?
So far, as best we can tell, it was run well and was pretty uneventful. In the run-up to the election, there were a number of conflicts and disputes, particularly in Arizona. There were some serious allegations of intimidation of people dropping off their ballots in drop boxes. There were a restraining order was actually put out against a group that was appearing near drop boxes, armed and in camo, and apparently intimidating some voters. But that, I think, was the major episode that I've heard of. Otherwise, tens of millions of people voted, and it's been pretty quiet.
Well, let's keep talking about Arizona, where, as you know, a key Senate race is still too close to call. Arizona now requires voters to show proof of citizenship to vote by mail. And what are the implications of this? Does it affect certain types of voters?
Well, yes. I mean, it certainly is going to require people who have been naturalized as citizens to provide the evidence of that. And I think that's certainly the target. I mean, in general, a lot of the states have tightened up their requirements to vote absentee and providing additional proof, notarization, witnesses, photos of your ID, photos of your, in this case, of your citizenship papers. It's not clear how much that's affected the ability or willingness of voters to vote early. Arizona used to have a system where basically almost many people in the state were entitled automatically to vote early. And now they've changed that to make, in effect, require people to sign up for it again, rather than to be automatically on what they call their early voting list.
And just kind of stepping back, can you talk a little bit more in general about the changes in many states that create more restrictions to vote or more hurdles than previous years?
Much of the restriction has really focused on absentee voting, that is to say, voting by mail. Well, they've also tightened up on the ability of people to get absentee ballots, and indeed on the ability of local boards of elections and nonprofit groups that promote voter registration and turnout to get absentee ballots to voters. So that's one whole big area. One thing that many states have moved against is the use of drop boxes. These are secure boxes maintained by the local board of elections in which people can deposit their ballots so they don't have to go through the postal system, which many people are nervous about. A number of states now prohibit that or greatly limit the number of drop boxes.
And we should know that in Michigan Tuesday, voters approved a ballot measure codifying early voting and access to drop boxes, I guess going to this bifurcation that you're describing. Finally, at a certain point, will we know if these rules had any impact on outcomes?
It's always hard to tell how much election rules have that impact. It's only been one election. We're looking at 2022 as compared to 2020. 2020 was an election with a huge surge in turnout, and there's traditionally a drop-off in turnout in midterm elections. I think political scientists will have to spend some time looking at the numbers, maybe comparing different precincts or districts where these rules cut more versus others. We may not know, actually, for a couple of election cycles, really, to see what happened, where some areas have variant competitive elections, so there'd be a lot of effort to get turnout. Turnout might go up, but we don't know whether it would have gone up even more if these restrictive rules hadn't been in place. So I think it's hard to judge just what the effect of these new rules have been. It may take time. We certainly don't know right now. We may have a better sense within a few weeks as all the data gets in, and we may need more time after that to fully assess what the impact these rules have had.
Richard Brafault is law professor at Columbia University. Professor, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure.